From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
It is a joy for me to be with you again to bring God's precious word. And today we are turning to the book of Exodus chapter 12 and the verse number 13. We read, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Throughout the ranks of mankind there are many who would like some kind of a sign of spiritual well-being. They want a token that will cause them to feel secure and good about themselves, about their lives, their future, and their spiritual state. They have no love for the Lord. Of course, they have no true interest in doing His will, no saving interest in the gospel, and no repentance from sin. And yet they want to be given a sign of divine favour. These people are, of course, placing themselves in great danger, because in their quest they leave themselves open to the deceptions and the wiles of Satan. Satan is the angel of light, as Paul states in 2 Corinthians 11, a title that signifies that the devil is able to cause people to have spiritual experiences, convincing them that all is well with the soul. And yet all the while they have been seduced by another spirit, they have embraced another gospel, and they are following a pseudo-Christ. This desire for some visible and tangible sign is, of course, the evidence of the idolatrous nature of man and of the heart of unbelief that controls him. Furthermore, the Bible shows that the Lord will never satisfy that carnal craving for the sign, because the Lord abhors the desire for the token or the wonder. And in His own word, He actually brands those who seek for it as an evil and an adulterous generation. But though the Lord will not satisfy the fleshly desire for some unscriptural sign, He has nonetheless given to men the revelation of that which truly is a sign of divine favour. He says in our text today, Exodus 12:13, "The blood shall be to you for a token." The word token in this verse is usually translated sign, being rendered that way on 60 occasions in the Old Testament scriptures. Furthermore, the verse can be correctly read, therefore, in this way: "The blood shall be to you for a sign." And God, therefore, is teaching that those who are His people, and those who desire to know Him and His saving work on their hearts and lives, that the blood is the sign, and indeed the only sign, of divine favour. By divine appointment, the blood of the Lamb is the token given to men that signifies an accepted state and standing with the Lord. In essence, this statement, "The blood shall be to you for a token," points us to the doctrine of the atoning death of Jesus Christ. The Saviour's finished work of making atonement for sin is what is ultimately in view in this reference to the blood. And it is that great work that He accomplished that is presented by the Lord as the token of His grace toward sinners and His favour toward men. In Matthew 12:38-40, we are shown that the only sign that the Lord gives to men is what's called there the sign of the prophet Jonas, And what that is signified in verse 40, where it says, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And therefore, Jonas, in being swallowed up by the whale, in being captivated there for those 3 days and three nights, was a picture, according to Christ's own teaching here in Matthew 12, of himself, that is, of the Lord Jesus, and his death, and his burial. And therefore, there's a clear reference to the Savior's work, his atoning death, his burial, his glorious resurrection, his victorious coming forth. And this is the sign that is given to men. And it ties in with what we have in Exodus 12 and verse 13, where we have these words, the blood shall be to you for a token. It is the triumphant work of the cross that is foreshadowed in the words of this text here in Exodus 12 and verse 13. And therefore what this text is actually teaching is that the evidence of divine love and grace and mercy and favor toward men is the clear revelation of Christ, the Lamb of God, and his atoning sacrifice. The strongest of all assurances of safety, the surest of all pledges of divine favor, the best token that could ever be given to a sinner, is the doctrine of the atoning blood of the Lamb, as revealed by God in Scripture. This text is plainly setting forth the great truth that Christ himself and his work for sinners is the only token or sign or assurance that God has given to men and that sinners need. And therefore, those who want to have a sign or a token of spiritual well-being, of the salvation of the soul, of security for time and eternity, are pointed by God himself to the blood of Christ. If you want to possess the assurance that all is well with your soul, then you must follow the direction that God gives you when he tells you that the blood shall be to you for a token. Now the blood in view is the blood of the Passover lamb. The time referred to in this passage was that night before the exodus of Israel out of Egypt. The exodus took place against the background of a succession of plagues or judgments that the Lord sent against Pharaoh and his people as a means of bringing about the release of the nation of Israel. The final judgment was the death of the firstborn, inflicted by the Lord himself as he passed through the land of Egypt, and the only means of escape was found through the blood of a lamb. Therefore, in preparation for that awful night, and in order to save his people from the stroke of judgment, the Lord instituted a certain ceremony, the central feature of which was the death and the bloodshedding of a lamb, its blood providing shelter against the stroke of wrath. The ceremony instituted by the Lord became known as the Feast of the Passover. And because Israel obeyed the revelation of God, the angel of death passed over their homes and their firstborn were safe. And therefore the term Passover was given as the title to the feast that throughout the following generations was celebrated by the people of God. And therefore, the blood of which our text speaks is the blood of the Passover lamb to be specific. The lamb being, therefore, a clear prefiguration of God's lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have that confirmed for us in 1 Corinthians 5:7, where it says, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So it is right and proper to teach that the blood of the Passover lamb in the feast points us to the blood of Christ, who is called in Scripture, as we have already noted, the Passover lamb. And indeed over there in John 1:29 and verse 36, we read of his being called the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God. And therefore the Bible confirms that this teaching of Exodus 12 is clearly pointing us to Jesus Christ, and therefore the blood in view here typifies the Saviour's blood. The blood of the little Passover lamb was a reminder to Israel that the Lamb of God would one day come and shed his blood and deliver his people from their sins. So throughout the Bible we find this line of thought, the Lamb of God and the shedding of his blood. The very first place where there is such prominence given to this concept is in Genesis 22 verse 8, where we have these words, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Abraham predicted that God would provide a lamb for sacrifice. Now, that was not merely a reference to the events on Mount Moriah at that time, but rather it was a prophecy with regard to the great events of Calvary 2,000 years later, when God provided a lamb indeed, that is, his own dear son. And therefore, beginning with Genesis 22, we are able to trace the development of the theme of God's lamb throughout much scripture. And the next main passage is essentially here in Exodus 12, where various details are unfolded that tell us much about Christ, the Lamb of God. We have here the selection of God's Lamb, the selection of the Lamb for the Passover sacrifice was appointed by God himself, as the words of verse 3 indicate. There it says, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb. And therefore the selection of God's Lamb is set before us here in this foreshadowing. And the point that is established by this detail is that the way of escape from divine wrath has been selected or appointed by God himself. Therefore, here's a way of salvation to which sinners must submit in order to escape the wrath of God. If the Israelite had placed anything else between himself and the angel of death, destruction would have been immediate. You can only be saved from the wrath to come in God's selected way, by the choice that he has made that his own son would become the lamb and would die in man's place. I trust today that you will see this and that you will flee to the Lamb of God and rest in his atoning blood and find deliverance for your soul.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.